We are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Tyson Helgeson. He's a hockey player originally from Fairview, now goes to Mount Royal University down in Calgary. I guess the first question I got for you here today, Tyson, is how has the season kind of gone for you and your team so far?
Yeah, it hasn't been too bad. I started at the start of the year from 28 to 20 games, but we've been able to play every game so far. Had like the first our first weekend back after the year. Those games kind of got postponed because COVID or whatever. But ever since then, I've been playing every game, and the guys are doing pretty good right now. We've been on a 6-game win streak, I guess, so it's kind of bumped us into second place. So doing good right now.
Now, you've been at Mount Royal for I believe this year, about your third or fourth year there now. When it comes to, of course, when it comes to going to athletes at university, trying to balance sort of their athletic pursuits with their schoolwork, how do you make that sort of school and hockey balance work for you there?
I think you just got to have good time management skills. I think my first year, I had took a little bit of a lighter course load, just trying to get accustomed back to school and balancing out practice and hockey and everything, but I think once you get kind of into a routine, it becomes much more normal. And having been in my fourth year, definitely can manage it a lot better than I did in my first 2 years.
Well, I understand here that you're going for a business major there at Mount Royal. What made you decide to kind of go down that road, and how's that been working for you?
Yeah, I think for hockey guys, I think probably 80 to 90% of our team's all in business, so it's a pretty easy avenue to get into off the hop, and then just kind of narrowed down my major to finance once I started taking a bunch of business courses and stuff and kind of found out what I liked more than others. So, yeah, applying for, like, my finance major or whatever.
Well, before you went to university and your junior hockey career, you spent a few years playing with the Spokane Chiefs of the Western Hockey League. I think you're also the captain of the team your last year or two there. What was that kind of sort of experience like for you playing with Spokane?
Yeah, it was awesome. I really had a good time for me. I was played there for 4 years and had really good lots of good experiences. Played with quite a few good players and had an awesome build of family down there. So moving away from home at a young age kind of that definitely makes a huge difference. Living with a good build of family and a great organization and really enjoyed my time there.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, you are originally from the Fairview area. I guess when you were growing up in the community, what were kind of some of your big sort of hockey influences there?
Honestly, like, growing up when I was a really little kid, they used to have that senior team, the Fairview Kings. So I'd always, like, go there to those games growing up and whatnot. And then, obviously, my older brothers played hockey, my sister. So always kind of had them to look up to, and we always kind of battled against each other and stuff on the outdoor rinks. But I think kind of once I got a little bit older, just seeing my brother Kent and the kind of, like, success that he's had and stuff, so just looking up to him, and I think he's had quite a bit of influence on my career so far.
Yeah, definitely. I've heard a lot of stories from players around the region about watching the North Peace Hockey League over the years. Now, when it comes to, I guess, your career nowadays, we know sometimes hockey players, they could be little creatures of habit, you know, especially when getting ready for a game. Like, you know, it's a particular order. They need to get their, you know, pieces of equipment on or whatever. Now, when it comes to you, is there a particular routine you find yourself going through to get ready for every game?
Yeah, I guess. Like, I just think from just almost the start of the game day and then all the way up until you get to the rink and all the time you're taking your sticks and or we're going to go play a Super Bowl or soccer or whatever before the game. It's just getting to a routine and just kind of becomes honestly more of a habit. And I'm not sure if it's more superstition or just like being kind of in a routine. And I think, just like I said, it just becomes a habit after a while.
Well, certainly let you get back to continuing your work down there. Tyson Helgeson, thanks for joining us on the line here today.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Cal. Good talking to you.